1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus, opening October 11th at Brookfield Square. Make plans to visit the area's newest cinema at marcustheaters.com.
This may come as news to you, Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, Joe Panos is here with us.
Mr. Halloween.
He wandered in.
Oh.
Now you just said the magic words, Mr. Halloween. Let's
shake for Halloween.
Do the official introduction.
Shake for Halloween. Shake your skeleton, feel your bones dangling around. Everybody make a scary sound.
Mr. Halloween, everybody, Joe Tanner.
I used to have the coolest walk-up music ever with.
Yeah, you did.
Jimi Hendrix, yeah. Hey Joe.
Yeah, you
for
did.
For years, like a decade, I had a kick-ass song.
Yep.
And I get this.
Tell Eric about that.
I get this clown music.
You proclaimed Halloween your favorite holiday.
We proclaimed it for him.
The whole thing was, Bob, you said you're going to go as blah, 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 as Halloween costume. And I said, that's a terrible idea. And you go, what? Who are you? You Mr. Halloween? And I said, yes, as a matter of fact, I am. I am Mr. Halloween. Right here on air, and then I was sitting right here, and then...
And then we just forced it upon you.
Yeah, yeah.
Never, ever let you forget it.
I lost my music. I lost my awesome intro music. I got this ridiculous Halloween song.
The greatest walk-up music
you know
you're ever going
to
guess.
Choke people out. So if you really get mad at it, we should all be freaking.
When you are introduced at the University of Wisconsin before, I don't know, homecoming or whatever game you maybe go to, you're on the field and they introduce Joe Panos, that's the music that should be played while you're on the field.
I knew it went
for Halloween.
It's like something out of the Joker.
I know it went too far.
The student section's going to love that.
I don't.
It'd be second only to Jump Around. Second only to Jump.
Maybe should have played that between the first and second quarter. Right? Like third and fourth.
Everyone's Mr. singing, Hello. Shake. Everyone in the crowd, shake, shake, shake.
Like
Halloween.
Uncontrollably yeah. shaking in a stance.
Yes.
Or like looking like a Frankenstein, like a mummy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They should have, at concessions, a Halloween shake.
Yeah. Oh. See, there you go.
Yeah, to go along with the song.
Can I monetize
Pumpkin
this?
Pumpkin spice, sure. Yeah.
And put my,
sure,
and put
license
my,
it.
And put my jack-o'-lantern face.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Do you have any idea how many people like will Google me and say, hey, dude, I saw you in a jack-o'-lantern.
We got Simone Biles, all kinds of gifts.
All the time.
Yesterday.
People will just send that picture, like once a year at least. Someone will send it to me.
Right, here,
what the hell's up with that?
Here you go. We'll just say this. You're welcome.
You know how I knew it went too far? Like the watershed moment, like this is too far. Is when I was with you.
I was looking right at you.
I was at the. I just got honored, Hall of Fame.
Right.
It was an awesome weekend. We were gonna party till the wheels fell off, and
we did.
And then sitting there talking to Bob, and also some guy walks by. He goes, "Hey, Joe Panos. Wait." No, Mr. Halloween.
On the field. The place where you earned your reputation.
Yeah. I made my bones there.
Camp Randall.
Yeah.
Your bones.
Yeah, I made my bones there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got my plaque on. I'm surprised someone didn't scratch off Joe Panos on the plaque and put Mr. Halloween on her.
Just a little sticker.
Face.
You throw an awesome party, too, for getting into the Badger Hall of
that
Fame.
That was something else.
That was fun.
That was a ripper.
I had you...
committed to run with me in the Bulls, to go to the running with the Bulls. I had you committed right in front of your daughter, too.
You had tons of old Badgers there. Ron Dean was there. Heisman Trophy. Sitting there, chatting with people. Tons of offensive linemen from over the years.
That was a ridiculous barbell.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Oh, sorry about that.
No. Proud of it.
But you were the one going, put that on my
back. Drakes are on the house.
Yeah. I'll buy my own drinks.
That was awesome.
When I left there, the last thing I saw was you handing the Deuce, my middle daughter.
Right.
Because somehow she got an invite to this, too. I don't know how she worked her way to this.
Hey, come on.
And her fiance at the time.
Yeah.
You were handing her what I can only describe as a small aquarium. You remember this?
Wando's fishbowl, yes. With like 30 straws, and it was like neon blue.
Yeah. Yeah. As I'm walking out the door, here's one of my best friends handing my daughter an aquarium full of alcohol.
Aquarium. It has just so instant hangover, yeah. So much sugar, yeah. So many bad decisions have been made because of those things. Oh, that's right.
She'd already been there for a while. She could handle it.
She lived just down the street.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She was she's a veteran.
She had the liver already going.
Yeah. She's a badger.
So, anyway, Halloween right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. We'll get to that in a minute. I have to tell you about this. I don't know if you heard the announcement earlier this morning.
Not sure.
We're going to Costa Rica in March. That's where Spring Bend 2020 is headed this year. Along with Fox World Travel and Apple Vacations. You can join us. We're doing the show from there all week long at the all-inclusive Rio Palace, Costa Rica. Need more information? You want to book your trip? Here's the number to Fox World Travel. It's 866-GO-FOX-GO.
Halfway sold.
It was halfway sold at 6 o'clock this morning when Colleen showed up here. It was halfway sold out already. So
you want to see that bad boy get sold out right away? If I commit to that thing, you kidding me?
Whoa,
party was something.
You know what?
Halloween will be there.
He can choke you out by the pool.
Be fun.
Come on, it would be great.
The chicken station, yeah.
That would be
awesome. Is that so good? Oh, I'm first. What if
sick puppy.
World champion. What in you are the what division? Go ahead, give us the title.
I am the I won worlds at in Vegas, last time I was here, I just won nationals, right?
So yes,
so
you were.
You wouldn't let any of us come.
Yeah, nope. But what was it? It was jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu, yes.
And then you won.
And your age? What was
I
your
did.
Age? What was your age? Did you? What's it called?
Between 40 and 45.
Okay,
Masters
40, all right.
Yeah. Didn't you have like a kneecap hanging off or something while you did this?
That was the first one.
Yeah,
it was. People like I'm like, oh, it's such a huge honor. I'm like, you know what? It's like being the smartest kid in remedial class. You know what I mean?
So, you're preaching to that choir.
And now I got bumped up. I was very honored last week. I earned a better belt. So now the higher belt. So now if I want to continue to do this, I'm going to go. Here's the thing. I'm undefeated. I haven't had a point put against me. Right.
The Badger.
The problem
defense.
Is now I'm going to go to fight a whole different. Skill of guys who have been doing this for
bumped five, up a level?
Six, seven, yeah, like a belt. So like I'm going to go against guys who have been doing this for 5, 6, 7 years
the
longer.
Slightly
than me.
Smarter
so I'm
kids.
I'm going to get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to get absolutely
So we really
murdered.
Can't go see that. You wouldn't let us see
murdered.
When you were great.
And I don't want to lose, but I'm undefeated right now, and I'm it's going to happen. So, I'm going to get murdered really bad.
Are you preparing to win?
Of course. Absolutely. 100%.
What do I say?
I'm going to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. And the worst is me getting choked until I'm purple and waking up and seeing what happened.
Purple.
Oh, is that all the worst?
That is a bad
Big
day.
Deal, then.
No. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
Yes.
But you're preparing, so.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go out and have a good time and just keep on doing this until my body parts fall off.
If you do come to Costa Rica, maybe we'll have. Hey, it's Chokeout Tuesday. Come on,
oh,
Joe.
Come on.
Here we go. Yeah,
awesome.
We do have a good time on these trips, and this one will be
in every way.
Yeah,
you can do it.
Spring
Bend
2020. Yeah, we're just gonna do it in Costa Rica
when is
this
it?
Time.
March.
It's March 6th to March 13th, which is a Friday to Friday.
It's a nice little four and a half hour flight, straight down, nice charter.
Yeah, charter.
Crazy people.
You're pushing this kid.
Party fans.
You want to see me choking, some fools
here,
up.
It's a dream.
Or listeners. Just don't choke out any of the Costa Rican help. They may not understand what's going on.
What do you mean you're cutting me off? Get over here.